Another Republican is heading to Washington. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. California farmer John Duarte has won one of the closest elections in the country, beating Democrat Adam Gray in the state's Central Valley. With Duarte's victory, Republicans will hold 221 House seats. Democrats will have 213. One contest in Colorado is still undecided. A dramatic change for Democrats when it comes to the calendar for presidential primaries.
Friday, the rules panel of the Democratic National Committee voting that South Carolina should become the first in the nation primary state on February 3rd, 2024, followed by Nevada and New Hampshire on the 6th, later Georgia and Michigan. President Biden says states with more minorities should vote sooner.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard, the proposal was objected to by Iowa and New Hampshire. It's a question Republicans have long been asking. Why did Twitter suppress the story in the New York Post about Hunter Biden's laptop just before the 2020 presidential election? Last night, the new owner of the social media platform provided some insight. Elon Musk pointed to emails obtained by Substack journalist Matt Taibbi.
Taibbi tweeting, quote, "Twitter took extraordinary steps to suppress the story, removing links and posting warnings that it might be unsafe. They even blocked its transmission via direct message, a tool hitherto reserved for extreme cases like child pornography." Taibbi reports that the decision to squash the Hunter Biden story was made at the highest levels.
Fox's Matt Finn, the company's former CEO, admits it was a mistake. More COVID-19 restrictions eased in China, the regime loosening its grip after protests. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An attempt at intimidation leads to a guilty plea to a federal hate crime.
The Justice Department says 24-year-old Axel Cox of Gulfport, Mississippi, built a wooden cross in his front yard and propped it up so his black neighbors could see it before setting it on fire in December of 2020. Court records show he also used racially derogatory language against the family. He was charged with violating the Fair Housing Act and indicted this year in September. Now the Justice Department says Cox has pleaded guilty to a federal hate crime.
Fox's Lisa Brady, Cox faces up to 10 years in prison. An arrest in Houston tied to the fatal shooting of rap star Takeoff. Police say he was shot last month by Patrick Clark outside a bowling alley during a dispute over a dice game. Sergeant Michael Burrow called Takeoff an innocent bystander.
I can tell you that Takeoff was not involved in playing in the dice game. He was not involved in the argument that happened outside.
The shooting wounded two other people. A second man also faces charges. One major city dealing with a major crime wave could keep a curfew in place.
Philadelphia City Council members have unanimously passed a bill that would require teens between 14 and 17 years old to be in their homes by 10 p.m. every night. A similar measure was used to curb crime during the summer when violence often spikes. Opponents say curfews, though, strain police resources while officers then have to take time to unite young people with their families. It's still unclear whether Democrat Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney will sign the measure. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Staying in Philadelphia, embattled District Attorney Larry Krasner has filed legal action in response to what he calls unlawful impeachment proceedings. The progressive prosecutor is set to go on trial in January. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.